Dr. Gail Peterson. Welcome aboard, Gail.
Thank you, Bill.
Now, you're a PhD doctor, which means you're not a doctor, right?
Right. I'm a psychotherapist.
Right. As my mother, you know, see, there's only two kinds of, there's only really one kind of doctor, as my mother would say. There's a doctor, there's a dentist doctor, and then all the rest of us who have any other kind of doctor degrees are just people. So you're a therapist doctor.
Yeah, okay. Therapist doctor.
Got it. You wrote a book called An Easier Childbirth, a mother's workbook for health and emotional well-being during pregnancy and delivery. Why?
Because it's something that's really sorely neglected in our culture, Bill. The whole period of pregnancy and becoming a mother is so underestimated that women end up with tremendous postpartum depression in this culture because their emotional needs are not being addressed in the traditional obstetrical care delivery system.
Yeah, but isn't postpartum blues, as we know it, inherent to the delivery process, the enormous change in hormone levels before and after the birth? I mean, women go through enormous endocrine changes, which causes mood swings, and you're going to get blue no matter what you do.
Well, not necessarily. You see, the hormones, Bill, are really, you know, you might think of them as more of a magnifying glass of what's going on inside. The emotional stresses of becoming a mother, becoming a family, especially with the lack of support today for families, really leaves the woman alone with all of these feelings. So if they're not expressed, they result in a depression, but that wouldn't necessarily be the case if they're able to express them and receive the support they need, and if they have better labor and delivery outcomes, which also has a lot to do with their self-esteem and mothering.
Okay, so let's clear this up. We're not talking about the physical approach to childbirth, the Lamaze, the exercises, the vitamins, the diet. That's all pretty well taken care of by modern medicine, right?
Yeah, what the workbook really does, Bill, is to give women an augment for their prenatal care that really incorporates some of the latest medical research, which does show that addressing the emotional issues in pregnancy results in a smoother and easier childbirth. Now, you know, we often think of our metaphor about the caterpillar turning into a butterfly. You know, we think of the butterfly and we think, you know, what a beautiful image this is. But, I mean, can you imagine what the caterpillar goes through to become a butterfly? It's like that's what it is for a mother in a sense. There's so many changes going on, so much happening inside of her. In addition to preparing for the labor itself in motherhood, she has to come to terms with her own family history, what her experience in childhood was like. All of this comes up for a woman during the prenatal period.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, does this come up or do you want it to come up?
No, it's the natural psychological task of pregnancy.
See, I always assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I will tell you, I am a married man. I have never had children, although I have been at many births. The listeners know, but and I'm sure you don't. My practice involves surrogate parenting as part of what I do. And I am involved in creating families with the surrogates that I work, and so I'm very, very involved in
families.
In
yeah.
families and creating families and love it. And there are three psychologists on our center on staff. And I have to tell you, the excitement we talk about when moms are going to create their first child or their second child, and we talk about their anticipation, we talk about the apprehension of the childbirth process, the pain, et cetera. But, you know, we don't spend a lot of time talking about the psychological aspects of what a mother goes through from the time she's first confirmed pregnant right through birth. And what you're saying is there's a whole world there.
There's a whole world there. And, you know, also with the increase of mothers having babies over the age of 35, so we have an increase in baby boomers having babies, you know, for the first time later in life, you have a hitting midlife and pregnancy at the same time.
Yeah, let me ask you about that. In your opinion, is a woman who is 35, 36 better able to cope at doing all of this than someone 18 or 19?
Well, not necessarily. It depends. You see, when you're in midlife, you have a whole different set of issues. To become a mother at 35 is a different experience than becoming a mother at 22. In a sense, there's a lot more challenge in it in that there's a lot more to give up. You know, you've usually established an identity either in career or work or somehow, and mm-hmm. so you've established a lifestyle that needs to change. While if you're 22, 23, you know, you haven't yet established it yet. There's not a lot to give up. in that sense. So the challenges are greater on an emotional level.
Okay, let's talk about your book for a moment. Your first chapter is your birth inventory.
Right.
Now, what is that?
Well, a birth inventory addresses the emotional issues that come up for a woman in her history. So her experience of her own birth, for example, will be an imprinting that comes up for her in her own birth on some level.
How do you remember your own birth?
Pardon me?
How the hell do you remember your own birth?
Well, you know, it's not something you remember so much as you feel. You know, it's kind of like if you had a lemon in your mouth and you imagined what that was like for a moment, you'd have the same physiological responses as if it was there. You know, it's the same sort of thing. It's an imprinting. It's a sense of the experience. So if a woman has a very negative birth experience herself, then as she goes into birth, it's not a conscious thing, but her body tends to cringe a bit as she goes into the process, unless she can rework that so that she can really emotionally expect a smooth delivery and what that would be like safely for the baby to come through.
I mean, realistically, there's a lot of pain involved in childbirth. It is uncomfortable. There's a lot of apprehension. You're looking at pain over a great length of time. I mean, how could a mother not be apprehensive about going through that?
Oh, you make it sound horrible.
Well, I mean, I've been there. It's a lot of work, and it hurts.
You know,
as wonderful as it is, I mean,
the important thing research shows is that women are realistically prepared for birth. Now, what happens for women is either they're not prepared at all, right? They're told that if you just relax, everything will be fine. Or they're told stories like they're hearing, you know, as you say that, you know, oh, it's terrible, it's horrible. So they've got these extremes, but nobody helps them really cope actively with what's happening. And the research shows that as women are able to actively cope, and this is a very much a departure from the traditional childbirth education that advocates relaxation alone. If you're able to help a woman find her coping style during active labor, she can meet the pain effectively and come away with a sense of mastery.
Any different experience? Let me ask you something. Your method, your book, your philosophy, how does it impact on the difference between natural childbirth, that is, birthing centers, lack of medication, and we're going to talk about either delivering in a squatting position, delivering in bed, or the traditional hospital delivery with the drugs, the spinal, the doctor handling it, all of it?
I can tell you, Bill, that in a study of 350 women using my method, less than 2% needed medication during during the labor.
Okay. So you're
it's more effective than any method that has happened. And I think that that's because, you know, we have really adopted methods that male obstetricians have seen for the most part, Lamaze and Bradley. We've adopted methods that male obstetricians have said would work, but haven't been based on any medical research, and in fact fail miserably in men in most situations, especially for the first-time mother.
Yeah. We're going to come back. Let me take a break, and we're going to take a traffic break, but we're going to come back to Dr. Gail Peterson, the author of An Easier Childbirth, A Mother's Workshop for Health and Emotional Well-Being During Pregnancy and Delivery. If you care to join this conversation, I'd certainly like your experiences as a mom. If you are pregnant, any apprehension you have, male or female, well, if you're male and pregnant, we really have something to talk about. Please call us. If you are about to have a baby or had a baby, join the conversation, please. 5201-KFI in the L.A. and the Valley, 21818-310 area code, 1-800-767-4KFI, any place else in Southern California. And what I really like to know from moms particularly who have done this, do you think that there was an easier way? What did you do wrong, or what was done wrong to you during childbirth that you would have redone a second time, that you were unhappy with the system, that emotionally you were not thrilled with the way you were treated, or conversely, you were thrilled to death about the approach that you and your support team took to the childbirth? 1-800-767-4KFI, anywhere in Southern California. 5201-KFI. We're talking to Gail Peterson, the author of An Easier Childbirth. Welcome back at 923. Bill Handel, KFI AM 640. Handel, not all. We're on with author Gail Peterson, the author of An Easier Childbirth. Gail, welcome back.
Thank you, Bill.
the kind of therapy that you do in your professional practice, does it involve birth mothers for the most part?
Yeah, part of my practice is a specialty in childbirth and preparing women with this method for birthing.
Let me ask you about bonding, and that's a question that I have always had, particularly when you're dealing with birth mother surrogates, et cetera, or moms that want to, obviously, are committed to this child, are going to keep the child. Do you find that different people bond many different ways?
Oh, definitely, definitely. That's a very individual experience, and usually addressing, again, whatever is coming up for the woman around her experience of becoming a mother increases her ability to bond.
Do you find some women
situation?
Do you find some women simply don't bond at all for the child they are carrying for a number of reasons? Number one, it's an unwanted pregnancy. They really didn't want this. They're having a lot of marital problems.
Well, yes, and what that is usually just a guard. It's almost like a protective defense against the baby. In other words, the mother feels guilty because she feels like she's not good enough somehow, or that things aren't good enough, or that she has to be the perfect mother in order to deserve a baby.
Yeah.
So, you see, it's not that she doesn't want to bond.
Mm-hmm.
It's that she's afraid of hurting her baby, and so she keeps a distance, especially if she's had a loss before, you know, a pregnancy loss.
Yeah.
Or you know, a stillbirth, anything like that will really cause her to distance, not because she doesn't love or want the baby, because she's overprotective almost.
Hey, let's take a phone call or two. We've got some people on the line who want to talk to you. Let me get a phone number out, you know, because we still have a few lines open. 1-800-674-KFI anywhere. We're talking. If you're calling from LA in the Valley, the 213-818-310 area code 5201-KFI. Our guest, Gail Peterson, the author of An Easier Childbirth, and it's sort of an emotional handbook, I would guess, how to cope with, how to deal, how to prepare yourself so you have a great, wonderful time with childbirth. Right, Gail?
Yeah, it's really to increase your confidence in mothering so that your childbirth goes easier.
Now, let me ask you something. Can you have fun doing this?
You know, it's beyond fun, Bill. It's really rewarding. It's just an incredibly fulfilling, satisfying experience.
No, I understand that. I mean, that's a given. Obviously, the end of all this, but it's almost like the philosophy is almost like all this pain and hardship and grief you have to go through to come to that end process of this wonderful bundle of joy that is going to be part of your life.
Uh-huh.
And what is this book tell you how to make that process much easier? I think that's where you're going.
Oh, yeah. You can really enjoy your pregnancy. You can really enjoy even the labor, in very active labor, in between each and every contraction. There's a time of deep rest and relaxation in between that can be had.
A dear friend of mine once told me when I said, "What's childbirth about?" And she goes, "Bill, imagine passing a bowling ball through your body."
Uh-huh.
And I went, "Okay." She goes, "That's what it's like, my friend."
And did that help you?
It helped me enormously. I now have a much better understanding of what it's like to give birth. I will tell you, thank God men don't give birth. Let's take a phone call. Kelly calling from Temecula. You're on KFI, Kelly, and Dr. Gail Peterson.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
My comment was just about labor, and I had an opportunity to be with a good friend during her birth, and I've had three little girls myself. So I felt just the emotional support there with her and just finding her, you know, her niche, like, really helped her, like telling her when contractions were coming down.
Yeah.
Almost through with it. And just my experience, you know, she felt really confident going into birth, and she just went through beautifully.
Huh. Let me ask both of you, is it important to have someone you trust with you at birth?
Oh, definitely. The research shows that the labor length decreases and the ability to bond increases. When a mother has support, emotional support,
mm-hmm.
in her labor and through her pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, you have three children, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People were with you that you supported?
I had my husband with me the first two times, and he was really a lot of support, and it was a wonderful kind of a thing. And I had a friend with me my last time where she could fetch ice and that kind of thing for me. But during this, where I was with my friend, I mean, I was right there up by her head, you know, really coaching her, telling her, you know, you're coming down, you're doing great, you know, just, you know, keep getting that emotional support. And she just, I mean, she went through it like I just could have never imagined.
Let me ask you, both of you, again. Obviously, a husband or a loved one or the boyfriend or the father of the child being there is all the support in the world. Is there more legitimacy of having a coach there who has gone through it? Is there more confidence when they say it's going to be okay, don't worry, if you know that person has done it a few times? other than a husband or a father simply giving you the lip service, it's okay, it's okay. And you know in the deep recesses of your mind, what the hell is this guy talking about? He's never done this. He'll never do this.
Well, you know, Bill, people like Kelly. With Kelly, when you were with the woman, you were really mothering her on a certain level. And so that's something that only a woman can give. But that doesn't mean that what a man gives is not important.
Right. I think there was the importance of both of them being there.
Hmm.
And it just, you know, with I had a terrible experience with my second one. They put me out in the hall. There was no place for me to go. And my contractions just start going through the, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it was terrible. And I didn't know what to do, and I was scared. And, you know, if you have someone there just right with you, you know, what a difference it can make.
All right, Kelly, thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right, let's take a quick phone call. Rosalyn calling from Bellflower. Hi, Rosalyn. Welcome to KFI.
Okay, I'm doing a month,
mm-hmm.
and I'm petrified.
What are you petrified of?
It's going to hurt.
Uh-huh, of the pain in labor?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, are you doing a preparation at this point, or?
Not really. I mean, I've been on my feet. I've been doing a lot of walking.
Uh-huh, in terms of exercise. Are you doing a preparation for childbirth, for?
I'm planning on taking a Lamaze class.
Uh-huh.
Now, I've had one child already.
Uh-huh.
But I had a cesarean.
So there wasn't a lot of pain there.
Well, yes, it was. I was in labor 14 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then you also had the cesarean, so that made you feel as if maybe it wasn't worth the effort, huh?
Right, and then they did some things there, like they more like punched my afterbirth out.
Rosalyn, no wonder you're apprehensive and afraid. I would be too. So what can you tell her? You know what?
What's your plans for this birth? Are you planning a vaginal delivery?
But I've been thinking of an epidural as early as possible.
Uh-huh.
Like starting now, right?
Well, let me tell you that you can't have an epidural as soon as possible. You can't have one before you're in active labor because it stops the labor oftentimes. So mostly, physicians will not give you one until later. So in the meantime, what's important to recognize, and you can actually read about this in the workbook, you can find out what ways do you cope with pain, or not just with pain, but what is your usual way of processing information, and it'll fall into one of three categories, which is visual, auditory, or kinesthetic. And usually, many women who have had cesareans are kinesthetic copers, which means that they need to express it in a way that's usually seen as, you know, kind of anti-relaxation, so to speak. So they usually need to squeeze a pillow or they need to squeeze somebody's hand so that when contraction comes, you keep breathing through it, but you put that energy into squeezing your partner's hands or squeezing a pillow, and you will find that that contraction ends and it comes to shore, washes to shore, just like a wave in the ocean. And then it's calm, and you can rest, and your baby can rest in between each and every contraction.
We're going to take another break, Gail, and I want to ask you about that. You actually, the pillow, I would think you, like, bite through pencils or bullets or something. Maybe not. I'm coming right back with Gail Peterson, the author of An Easier Childbirth. This is Bill Handel. Welcome back. 937, KFI AM 640, Gail Peterson, PhD, author of An Easier Childbirth. Gail, welcome back.
Thank you, Bill.
Where are we calling from, by the way?
This is Berkeley, California.
Oh, well, welcome to Southern California.
Yeah.
Take a phone call. We got Laura Lee on the phone, calling from Pomona. Laura Lee, welcome to KFI.
Yes, I was very interested in the psychological side of childbirth.
Uh-huh.
I have 8 children that I've given birth to, and on the last 3...
8 kids, Laura?
Yeah.
And how old are you, Laura Lee? How old are you?
I'm 32.
Let me ask you something. Do you ever put clothes on, or do you just sort of stay naked because it's just easier creating the kids and having them and all that because you just don't have time to put any clothes on? My God, 8 kids, huh?
Yeah, they're great kids. Wonderful family.
And can you tell them one more? You got a baseball team.
I didn't think about that.
In your last 3.
In my last 3, I was able to focus in on the contraction and actually help the contractions be more effective, where I could feel
right.
the dilation happening
right.
and the bulking of the muscle in the uterus
mm-hmm.
go from the heavy bulk of the muscle at the cervix to the top of
right.
the uterus. I could just feel it climbing up on top.
Now, you were that in tune with your body.
Yeah, yeah, it was really, I felt it on one contraction on my fifth baby, and then I said, wow, that was really neat. Let's do that again. And as I focused in on the contraction instead of trying to space out away from
exactly.
it, I found that I've had a lot of success with that, and I just was really wanted to share that you can actually look in on what is called the pain and do a lot of stuff with that.
Yeah, that's exactly what my method's based on. And, Laura Lee, you've discovered what research has discovered, too, which is that body-centered techniques that associate rather than disassociate you, are much more successful in helping you through the labor.
Hmm.
And that's what the act of coping is about. It's about keeping you in your body, not trying to float on a cloud or, you know, get yourself away from the pain. It's about taking yourself into your body, going through the pain and out the other side.
I think that's wonderful that you're doing this.
Thank you.
Thanks, Laura. By the way, Laura, were any of the births that you did very painful?
No, I wouldn't describe them that way.
Okay.
And maybe that's why I have 8 children.
Maybe that's why you have 8 kids. And by the time you hit 13 or 40, you're really good at this, okay? Take care, Laura. Well, that's fascinating, Gail.
Yeah.
You know, that someone can be focused in. I mean, the way she described actually feeling the muscles of the cervix.
Yeah, exactly.
And
women can do that, even the first and second birth, if
yeah.
they're prepared with, you know, body-centered techniques.
Talk to Cheryl in Canyon Country. Hi, Cheryl. You're on KFI.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
I wish this book would have been out about 16 years ago.
Yeah.
Went through a lot of emotional problems. But
yeah.
The one question I have is, well, my labor was induced.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like that was maybe like a trend back 16 years ago or so. Cause,
uh-huh.
And I really didn't know what was going on. The doctor said, well, if you don't have it by this certain date, you know, come in Monday morning at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I got there, I realized there was about 10 other girls that were doing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
So we have, like, the pills underneath our, we have to put, like, 14 of these little tablets. We were told not to swallow them, just have them, you know, underneath your lip. Now, is that in practice now to do that, or is that...
No, it's not.
That's, you know, and I haven't heard any, you know, negative outcome of that, so I was just kind of curious as...
No, my only sense is that in some situations, and probably more so at that time, sometimes women were put on a doctor's schedule instead of the other way around, which is how, of course, it should be. And when you're ready to give birth, it's, you know, you can sometimes even influence the labor through visualization, through active visualization in augmenting, you know, the labor to come. And in a sense, that's what they do with the hormones. But it's much more, it's much easier for the woman if it starts within her own body, even if she's augmenting it with visualization technique as opposed to, you know, having it start externally.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Okay, thanks.
Take care. Good call. You know, we're going to take a break, Gail. You know, my mother tells me that the birth she had with me was absolutely the most gruesome, horrible experience she'd ever had in her life in terms of the pain.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, obviously it was 40 years ago, and I'm sure a lot of it has to be with the fact she's very small, and I was born at 12 pounds, 4 ounces.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she has a C-section scar just about up to her throat.
Uh-huh.
But it was 40 hours of labor, and it was really bad.
Uh-huh.
And there I popped out, 23 and a half inches long, you know, 12 pounds, 4 ounces, starting to do tap dancing right there.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, yeah, I was a healthy kid, and I was a big eater then, and you should see me now. Does the size of the baby have a great deal to do with the kind of pain you're going to have or the ease of birth?
No, not really as far as pain goes, but the size of the baby's head, of course, does have, you know, it does contribute to whether the baby can come out easily through the cervix. However, there's a lot that can be done to relax and open the body as well on an emotional, physiological level.
Okay, let's take a graphic break. We're going to come back, all right?
Sure.
Bill Handel, KFI AM 640. We'll be right back. We're back with Gail Peterson, PhD. An Easier Childbirth. Gail, welcome back to KFI.
Thank you, Bill.
And she wrote this book. It is a mother's workbook for health and emotional well-being during pregnancy and delivery, a primer, sort of a step-by-step, how to make your childbirth easier, emotional exercises tied in with what you do physically. And did this come out of a bad experience that you had in childbirth?
No, quite the opposite, Bill. It came out of a very positive experience. I was very lucky when I was 22 years old to be involved with a group of midwives who, in fact, did investigate your emotional changes that were going on during the pregnancy. And then we would meet as pregnant women every week and talk about what was happening. And with this opportunity simply to express ourselves, what we found was that the groups, you know, that did this kind of prenatal care experienced smoother and less complicated delivery than the average.
Good for you. Lily, calling from Ventura. You're on KFI.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. Gail, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm a childbirth educator, and I've become aware of these ideas regarding the psychological approach to childbirth. And the frustration I have is that I want to present to people information about the psychological approach, but what I find is that people look at you like you're from Mars. If you attempt to explain to them that there is a psychological aspect. And I was just wondering if you have any tips on how to work in a curriculum on the psychological aspect.
Definitely. In fact, that's what the workbook is. It's also a workbook that can be used in childbirth education classes.
The book itself.
Yeah, so you can actually have the women fill out the questionnaire in the first chapter, the first, you know, week or two of classes, and then they can come back and they'll talk about it themselves.
That's good to hear. Sometimes I see people that I know have problems. I mean, I can just tell, you know, you talk about certain physical aspects of birth and you see
just sensing the anxiety that comes up at that period of the life cycle, for sure.
Well, I see people that I refer them to a psychologist in our area, and I say, please go, because I feel like it's out of my hands.
And sometimes
they don't go.
Well, you know, sometimes that's necessary, but sometimes it's not. You know, a woman does not need psychotherapy to give birth. But what she does need is a chance to express the normal, healthy, you know, emotional changes that are happening, you know, such as what will happen to my relationship after we have a baby, you know. How will my husband and I relate to one another? Or if you had a loss early in childhood, it always comes up for you, you know, or if you lost your mother before you gave birth, that will come up for you because, you know, you're becoming a mother yourself. Mm-hmm. So all of these issues, you know, can come up, and especially between the partners, and there is an exercise where the parents are able to talk with one another based on their experiences in childhood and find out, you know, what kind of parents do they want to be, what kind of parents are they afraid they'll be, and what are their strengths and weaknesses and how can they support each other. And as they consolidate that bond, the woman feels more confident and gives birth more easily.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Lily.
That's good to hear.
Take care. Good call.
Okay. Thank you.
Our first male caller, Mike, calling from Apple Valley. Welcome aboard, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Bill.
We're full of women here this hour.
Now, wait a minute. First of all, I'm not pregnant.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that.
All right, but I'd like to tell you about my daughter.
Uh-huh.
She has two girls. Now, the first one was she did Lamaze, and that went through the normal Lamaze type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the second one was born underwater.
Oh, yeah. That was what I was going to ask you, like the new theories of where children should be born. The Russians developed this underwater thing where you put yourself in a giant jello mold or something and it works better.
Well, here's why it works better, too, because the water is the exact same temperature,
yeah,
as close as can be as the woman's body on the inside, see?
Mm-hmm.
So there's no shock when the baby's born.
Gail, what are your feelings about that?
Well, you know, my method is not a method that advocates water birth or even necessarily natural birth.
No, I understand.
And so my feelings about water birth is that I have been at water births that have, you know, gone very well and are very, very wonderful births. And I've been at births where mothers just couldn't be in the water. They really needed to be on land, so to speak, to give birth. So I think it really is individual.
Let me say something about the personalities of the two children, and maybe it has something to do with it, maybe it doesn't. First of all, she said no pain. She didn't feel any pain.
Hmm.
And it was nothing compared to the first one. Secondly, if it means anything or not, I don't know. But the second child is a much calmer girl. She's just as intelligent and everything, but she's a lot easier to get along with and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
Well, you know, my experience of water births is not that the women experience less pain, you know, during their labor. They may, you know, that it may feel differently to them afterwards in that they were more comfortable in
right.
some way. But my experience is not that they experience any less pain than the women who are not in the water.
All right. You know, they may make better swimmers. Who knows, those kids? Mike, parting shot, because we've got to go.
Okay. Well, no, I just thought I'd bring it up.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Take care. Waterbird. Why not? We'll come right, Gail, and we'll take the last few phone calls here on KFI. Bill Handel with Gail Peterson, the author of An Easier Childbirth. Hang on. Welcome back. 9:56, almost 9:57. We only got about 3 minutes to go, so let's quickly welcome back Gail Peterson. Gail, welcome back.
Thank you, Bill.
And let's take one or two more phone calls bail out of here as quickly as possible so we can get information about your book, okay? Arlene, calling from Oceanside. Welcome to KFI.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Peterson. I want to say, first of all, thank you so much for writing a book that talks about the emotional aspects of childbirth.
You're welcome.
The long-term organization, the Center for Birth in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And I had myself had both of my children at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like to share with the public out there that whole model of, you know, seeing a midwife, prenatal prenatals being hour-long counseling sessions with a mate usually,
mm-hmm.
where you can discuss all the fears that come up to you, whether it's, you know, a first child or sharing your first child with your second child when your second one comes along.
Arlene, isn't there some risk about having the baby at home?
Of course there's some risk about having a baby.
Actually, statistically, it shows that low-risk women, when screened correctly,
mm-hmm.
have less complications at home in a study from the early 70s.
But, my God, can you imagine not being at a facility when the child is in desperate need of emergency medical, and I mean now, and the fact that you're not at a hospital.
Well, that's why people go to the hospital.
Exactly. Also, with the birthing centers, I mean, they look like a living room. It looks like a home setting.
Well, I'd like to say something there, is that I feel that if you have a good midwife, which, you know, it's our responsibility to find a good midwife, that they can screen out things during your labor that will let you know whether you're probably going to have, you know, whether
yeah.
you're going to be anywhere to see or not,
yeah.
and through, if that's the case.
Okay.
I just want to say this, that I feel that in the hospital settings that there's a lot of chances, because I don't feel in control, that there will be, you know, things that will come up, like laying on my back or fetal monitors or...
You're emotionally more relaxed in that setting at
yeah.
home for you.
I got to cut this off because, Gail, we've got less than a minute to go. How do we get hold of your book, An Easier Childbirth?
You should be able to get it through any bookstore. It's available through me.
And when is it? Did it already come out?
It's just hot off the press.
Okay, so you have no idea how it's selling or how it isn't.
Well, I hope it's selling.
Yeah, so do I. I hope for you. Anyways, Gail Peterson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, take care. Gail Peterson, the author of A Mother's Workbook for Health and Emotional Well-Being During Pregnancy and Delivery, An Easier Childbirth.